Did you know that Nika AATC offers self-paced online courses on a growing range of topics aimed at helping you improve health outcomes for people with HIV? These interactive courses can typically be completed in about an hour and cover multidisciplinary topics such as smoking cessation in people with HIV, geriatric assessment and integration and models of care, managing difficult behaviors in HIV care settings, and using Zoom as a virtual workspace. Self-paced online courses are offered on Rise, Nika AATC's online learning platform. Courses are designed for healthcare providers providing patient care for people with HIV, including physicians, physician assistants, nurses, pharmacists, case managers, outreach workers, and other disciplines. To explore online courses for HIV care professionals, navigate to www.nikaatc.org/rise-courses. That's www.nikaatc.org/RISE-courses, or click the link in the podcast episode description. Welcome to Nika in the Know, a podcast for healthcare providers in the HIV field. I'm Mariana Braitman. Today, I'm sitting down with John Farragon to talk about a new study published on the use of broadly neutralizing antibodies in combination with lenacapavir for HIV infection. It was published in The Lancet in late January 2024. Welcome again, John.
Yeah, thanks, Mariana. Happy to be here. I think this podcast will kind of highlight some of the report that was published, and also some of the recent data around long-acting combinations that might be useful for people with HIV.
So let's just dive right in. What can you tell us about this new study that was published?
Yeah, so I think if you're a regular listener to our podcast, you may recall that last year we reviewed this study in detail around CROI. It was probably May or June of 2023 last year, when it was presented in Seattle. But now the manuscript has been published. So by way of background, we know that most of the oral regimens that we use today really work for the majority of patients in HIV care. Most patients do very well. The vast majority of our patients are undetectable. And if people just take their meds, they tend to do quite well from an HIV standpoint. But there are just some people who just won't take meds, and no matter how hard we try. So one thing that's certainly out there is that some of these long-acting injectable drugs like cabotegravir, rilpivirine, which we've talked about before, can really make a huge difference for some people. And some people prefer shots over pills too. Some people would rather have the injection. And then so what this paper really looks at is a long-acting strategy that uses the subcutaneous lenacapavir, and that's been approved, and we've talked about that. And then it's going to be in combination with two of these, what we call broadly neutralizing antibodies, or BNABs. And there's two of them that are used in this study, one called teropivimab, and the other one is called zanlivimab. And those are given as infusions, as an infusion every 6 months for persons living with HIV.
Can you explain to listeners what exactly a BNAB is?
Yeah, so I think that this is a good place to start too. So a BNAB is what we call a broadly neutralizing antibody. So bottom line is, when a person acquires HIV infection, some people for some reason will develop what we call these highly potent antibodies against parts of the HIV envelope. So the envelope is the outside kind of coating of the HIV. And some patients will develop these highly potent antibodies that are actually able to neutralize a wide variety of HIV strains for people outside of that subject. So for some reason, some people make these antibodies, and these antibodies can be produced, and they can actually be available to neutralize a wide variety of strains of HIV. So some of the BNABs that we have, have been looked in more detail for treating HIV. So in this study, what they basically done was to look at two different BNABs, teropivimab and zanlivimab, in combination with this lenacapavir, to see if these would work. So broadly neutralizing antibodies are basically really highly potent antibodies that are against certain parts of the envelope virus, that are effective for treating HIV infection for some patients.
So how exactly was this study conducted?
Yeah, so just in summary, how it was done, Mariana, they took people who are 18 to 65 years old, they had to be undetectable for 18 months. And this is an important piece. So they had to be been undetectable for a year and a half or more with CD4 counts of over 500. So really, really kind of better patients, you know, undetectable for a long period of time, really not any issues with adherence. T cells are very good. And they also had to be on their first line antiretroviral therapy for two years of more. So that's important too, because it shows you that they really had really no resistance and had been really pretty much been on their first regimen for the vast majority of these patients. So it's really early on in their treatment, right? And also their first treatment. So they probably have never really failed antiretroviral therapy before. And most importantly, they had to have these proviral phenotypes that were susceptible to tiropavimab and zimberelimab. So meaning that the bNAbs that they had would work against that person's virus. So they actually have some tests that they can actually tell to see if this tiropavimab or zimberelimab is going to be effective against that person's virus. So the patients had to have that as well. And then what they did was, Mariana, they randomized people 1-to-1. Either got zimberelimab 10 mg per kilogram or 30 mg per kilogram. So there were two different doses. One arm got 10 milligrams, the other got 30. And both arms received tiropavimab 30 mg per kilogram and also the lenacapavir. So on day one, basically, the way this works, they would get a lenacapavir oral tablet and also 600 milligrams on day one and day two. It's a 300 milligram tablet. They get day one and day two. And then also on day one, they got the sub-Q shots of lenacapavir. And then they received these two infusions, one of each of the monoclonal antibodies with the zimberelimab at a different dose of 10 or 30 mg per kilogram. So basically, two oral pills on day one, two oral pills on day two, lenacapavir shot day one, two infusions on day one, and pretty much that's it. And then you basically follow them for 6 months to see how they do. So they screened a lot of people. So in the study, they screened 124 people. 23 people were actually randomized. So the problem with that is that the people in the study, Mariana, only a small percentage of them are actually susceptible to both of them. So while I call these broadly neutralizing antibodies, that's what they call them, a lot of the providers call them like they're not broad enough. You know, they're broad, but they're not broad enough. And you have to have susceptibility for these drugs to work. But out of those 23 people, 9 completed 6 months of follow-up in each arm. One person in the lenacapavir with the tiropavimab 10 mg per kilogram, zimberelimab had viral rebound that was restarted on their old regimen and suppressed, one prematurely discontinued, and then one person in the lenacapavir tiropavimab 30 mg per kilogram zimberelimab arm prematurely discontinued, and one left for participant decision. So when you look at all of those numbers, right, and all that data, basically 90% of the patients in both arms were undetectable, less than 50 copies in both arms. And as for adverse events, the most common adverse events related to injection site reactions, again, pain, erythema, induration, nodules, et cetera. And then in these injection site reactions occurred in 17 out of 20 patients. So I think in a really important study for long-acting treatment for patients, again, if you're one of the patients that's lucky enough to be susceptible to these drugs.
Can you talk a little bit about the implications and limitations of this study?
Yeah, so I think this is the most important part. So this is a great study to have kind of in our, you know, kind of in our back pocket to think about, right? So these are like, I think, I don't want to say lofty, but in a lot of ways they're, you know, how do you commercialize this or how do you scale it up for patients, right? And how do you make this happen for a lot of people? So again, small numbers of patients, right? And only certain patients are susceptible. But I encourage people to read the editorial in the Lancet. There's an editorial on this study that's really in the same edition in January 30th, 2024. It's really well written and provides a great balance, I think, of the good and the potential bad of the study. But first, I want people to be able to be in a place to discuss actually long-acting treatment where we're thinking about two infusions, a sub-Q injection, a couple of pills, and it's going to last for 6 months. And this day and age is just incredible to me to think about some of us who have been doing HIV treatment for so long. People in the study received the therapy over 2 days and they're set for 6 months. So really quite remarkable. And even for 90% of both arms to be undetectable, you know, at 6 months, I think is quite amazing. While there may have been some lab monitoring between, you know, the point is that we can really possibly dose for 6 months with this combination. So it's great news, right? Well, let's also be careful about the population. As I kind of alluded to before, these patients were all on their first regimen for at least 2 years and had been undetectable for at least 18 months with really good T cells. So kind of a niche population or a population that's kind of carefully selected. Certainly not our inner city clinic population that may potentially have failed five regimens, right? Or failed two regimens or not taken their pills. But it really does reflect the difficulty in finding people with susceptibility to the BNAPs. As I said, 123 people were screened. Not a lot of them got through. And kind of what I mentioned before, this Dr. Joe Aron, who presented this at CROI, he made this statement. I think it's really important. And these are not my words. These are Dr. Aron's. He said that the BNAPs are broad, but they're not broad enough. And what he meant by that is that not everyone will be able to use at least two BNAPs, at least these two selected ones for treatment. So while they're they're broad for some people, and you might be lucky enough to be one of the people that these can work for, they're not going to work for everybody. So again, these 6 months regimens sound great, but is it going to be kind of the mainstay of therapy for a significant number of people? Now, if we find the right BNAPs and there's a greater susceptibility and greater breadth of population that it actually affects, it might make a difference. But also the injection site reactions should not be minimized or forgotten in this study. And we don't talk a lot enough about this, but despite a personal desire to not want to take pills, the ISRs can also be an issue for patients. And one person required parenteral and oral antibiotics to treat a cellulitis from an ISR in the study. And in addition, eight patients did develop what we call anti-drug antibodies. So this is something that we don't know much about yet, but this was only after one treatment. And could this be worse if you gave them a subsequent dose at 6 months and at 12 months, et cetera, following them now? It's just not known yet what these anti-drug antibodies are going to mean. So the bottom line, it's very early, right? It's only a 6 month study, but it's nice to see this published in the literature to be able to look at some additional data that maybe not might not have been presented in the poster at CROI, but some additional data that we have now. And this is kind of what I would call like a proof of concept for the use of long-acting regimens for the maintenance of HIV. So again, remember, these are undetectable patients and they're maintained on this. But more to come, but I think clearly not for everyone. Not everyone's going to be a candidate, but some will develop these injection site reactions and these anti-drug antibodies are concerning. But in the end, some hope for new long-acting regimen for some patients. So bottom line, Mariana, 6 month regimen, just a couple of days of treatment in the beginning, and then you're set for 6 months. Really amazing numbers, but again, with some of the downsides of the antibodies and also the potential for injection site reactions.
John, thanks so much for joining us and telling us about some of the highlights of this new study on a long-acting HIV regimen. We really hope you learned something new today. To learn more about NECA AATC's work and our role in ending the HIV epidemic, visit us at www.necaaatc.org. That's www.necaaatc.org. If you have questions or comments about anything we covered today, or if you have suggestions for topics you'd like to hear us talk about, don't hesitate to email us at podcast@necaaatc.org. That's podcast@necaaatc.org. Stay safe, and we'll see you on Thursday for our next episode of NECA in the Know. This presentation is supported by the Health Resources and Services Administration, HRSA, of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of, nor an endorsement by HRSA, HHS, or the U.S. government.